Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The vaccination campaign against coronavirus is picking up the pace. The Moderna vaccine has arrived in France. More than 50,000 doses have been ordered for the Grand Est, Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes and PACA regions to be administered this week. The Moderna vaccine got the green light from the country's High Authority for Health just a few days ago. Moderna is the second coronavirus vaccine to gain approval after Pfizer and BioNTech. The Moderna vaccine also has to be administered in two injections, but it is easier to store than the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine at a temperature of minus 20 degrees instead of minus 80. In the meantime, the British variant of the coronavirus continues to spread in France, with another source of contamination detected in Marseille. A dozen people have been infected in a family unit after the patient zero, who normally lives in the UK, returned to the southeast for the holidays. The mayor of Marseille, Benoît Payan, has said that the situation is worrying. Last night, the Bouches-du-Rhône area had its curfew brought forward to 6 p.m. due to the rise in cases. Today marks the grim anniversary of the first patient death due to coronavirus. On January 11th, 2020, China announced the very first death due to coronavirus in Wuhan. The metropolis was quarantined a few days later. A year on, nearly 2 million people have died of coronavirus worldwide, and yet the origin of the disease continues to puzzle scientists. The World Health Organization will finally be able to send teams into China on Thursday after some administrative delays. The WHO teams will carry out joint research alongside Chinese scientists. And finally, back in France, today is the third day running that the sports newspaper L'Equipe is missing from newsstands. There is an ongoing strike at the newspaper due to job cuts lined up that would see the loss of 10% of the workforce or 36 journalists. Unions say that management are treating staff with contempt. The newspaper has started to struggle during the health crisis as several major sporting events have been cancelled. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.